time to get into week 9 of the National Football League. I'm Tom Webber. This is SportsAvengers.com. We're glad to have you with us as we preview week 9 of the National Football League. And let's get right into it, shall we? We've got some interesting matchups coming up this weekend. And because some players are going to be out, you're going to see some things switch around just a tad here this weekend because of injury. And that's just kind of the way things have kind of ended up. Let's get right to it. The Bengals are going to be at Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Now, the Ravens come off that Monday night game in which they gave the Pittsburgh Steelers a real hard time before finally losing there in the end. But the Bengals are a sharp team. They're 3-point favorites in this game. You may want to stay with the Ravens. You may like what they did on Monday night and think that's what they're going to keep it that way for a while. But just remember this, that the Cincinnati Bengals are plus 20 in turnover ratio. Plus 20. I mean, that's ridiculous. After 8 games to be plus 20, that's first in the league without any question whatsoever. They've had a lot of interceptions. They've done a good job of holding on to the ball. Rudy Johnson and Chad Johnson and Carson Palmer, they've got a good triumvirate there as far as their offense is concerned. And they've done a pretty good job on defense as well, too. So just remember that when you're thinking about who you're going to place your money on in this game. You know, the Ravens aren't that bad of a team from an offensive standpoint. I like Anthony Wright. I like some of the things he's done so far. Although they are only 2-5, so we'll see what happens. I mean, their stats aren't the greatest from an offensive standpoint. Obviously, they're great from a defensive standpoint, but we'll see what happens. But Cincinnati at Baltimore, Bengals are a 3-point favorite in that game. The Titans are at Cleveland to take on the Browns. The Browns are 3-point favorites. They need that one desperately to get themselves back on track. Of course, the Titans do too, trying to keep things rolling in the AFC as well, so we'll see what happens there. But I like the Browns, obviously, at home, and I'm more and more convinced that the home field makes a huge difference. Jacksonville's going to have no problem with Houston Texans. The Jaguars play in Jacksonville in that game. They're 13-point favorites in that one. Oakland Raiders go to Kansas City take on the Chiefs in an AFC West traditional. This has now become a traditional matchup. It used to be a more of a renegade matchup than anything else for now, but the Chiefs, 4.5-point favorites, coming off that loss to the Chargers that was kind of tough to take out there in San Diego. Meanwhile, the Raiders have kind of gotten back on track now after winning their game at home in Tennessee against the Titans 34-25. So the Raiders have some good things going there. You got to like what Kerry Collins has been doing. And also, you got to give some credit to Lamont Jordan as well there on the offensive side of the ball. So take that into consideration. But the Chiefs, 4.5-point favorites, you have to like them to win at home. The Falcons are in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Atlanta, 2-point favorites in this game. They're 5-2. The Dolphins are 3-4. That just shows you the parity here in teams in the NFL. When a 5-2 team is only a 2-point favorite, on the road at a team that is 3-4. Even though just because the Dolphins beat the Saints last week shouldn't mean too much, you know. I mean, they've got some problems there. And if you look at Miami overall, they're only 20th overall in offense. So, take that into consideration as well. I like the Falcons out there. They're number one in the league in rushing, and that's the reason why I like, staying with Atlanta to win that ball game. Lions are in Minnesota to take on the Vikings. And of course, now the Vikings will be playing with Brad Johnson. Now that Dante Culpepper is out with God, I mean, he's going to be out for a long time. 3 ligament tears. That's not good. That's not a good situation whatsoever. Of course, Dante was having his problems anyways for the year with 12 interceptions. But still, now you're going to have Brad Johnson back there. A lot different scenario there for the Minnesota Vikings, who were 2-5. The Lions come into this game 3-4, but Garcia is also injured. It looks like he may possibly not be playing in this game. So look for Joey Harrington to possibly be playing a quarterback for the Detroit Lions. This game is obviously on turf. The Lions are good on turf. They're 1.5-point favorites, and I like what Steve Mariucci is doing. And it's also the return of Rodgers, if I'm not mistaken, their wide receiver off that 4-game suspension. So look for the Lions to possibly win this game against the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC North. Chargers are in New York to take on the Jets. San Diego's got to get their things rolling there. They're 4-4. They're a good team. They're better than four. Their record indicates without any question. I like Drew Brees. I like LaDainian Tomlinson. I like Antonio Gates. And I like what they're trying to do from an offensive standpoint. So look for the Chargers to win this game against the Jets, who simply don't have it all together. They're just having a hard time there. Obviously, Vinny Testaverde there at quarterback. He's just a little old. Maybe that's the best way to nicest way to put it, I guess, if you want to be nice about the whole thing. Here's a real nice game. I like this game. Should be a real good game to watch. In fact, Fox thinks so because they got Joe Buck and Troy Aikman there to call it. It's Carolina at Tampa Bay. And Carolina at 5-2 has emerged as a good team. I don't think a lot of people thought Carolina was going to be as good as they are right now. But when they got Steven Davis and Steve Smith back there, two guys at two key positions to really take care of some business, then you really got to like what's happening. Jake Delhomme's doing a good job throwing the ball as well. So you got a real nice trio there to do things well on offense. And they're also taking care of some things on business. They're second against the rush, second in the league against the rush, and that says a whole lot. And that's not going to be good for the Buccaneers because Chris Sims simply hasn't gotten his act together there yet. Now that since Brian Griese has been down, so look for the Carolina Panthers, who are 1.5-point favorites. I like the Carolina Panthers to win this game, and I like for them to cover that spread. That would be a game that I might be interested in putting my money down on. Chicago is at New Orleans. They're playing this game in Baton Rouge. Tom Benson really has alienated the Saints from the people of Baton Rouge and New Orleans and Louisiana overall with the stuff that he's done. He shouldn't have done what he did, but that's the way he is, and that's the way it goes, and not too much you can do about it now. But he's already said that he doesn't want to put his this is the last game his Saints will be playing in Baton Rouge. So with that being said, the Bears going into this game as 3-point favorites. And the Saints, who I thought were actually going to do something halfway decent in Louisiana last week with Miami, didn't do it. They're minus 12 in turnover ratio, and that's not a good situation whatsoever. Brooks has thrown 10 interceptions so far this year, and that's just not a good situation. Antoine Smith really hasn't done fantastically there filling in at running back, and so I just don't like some of the things the Saints have been doing. And it's really unfortunate to kind of see the string of events there that have crippled the Saints so far this season. Bears are 3-point favorites. I like for them to win, and I like for them to cover as well. The Seahawks go to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Seahawks are 5-2. They got some good things going there. Mike Holmgren got his boys making things happen. They come off that bye week, and now they go down to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. And you got to like I'm a fan of Denny Green, but I just don't like what's been going on there, down there in Arizona once again. I mean, Anquan Boldin's going to be out for a couple of weeks. You can look at him and he's going to get injured. And so there's just things just aren't going too well down there in Arizona. So you got to like Seattle to win that game. That's a conference game, a division game for the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC. San Francisco to take on the 49ers. This game is off. There is no line on this game. Cody Pickett will be starting for the 49ers. The Giants are looking real strong so far this year. They come up that 36-0 win against the Redskins. And even though the 49ers won 15-10 against the Buccaneers last week, that doesn't mean they can do it two in a row. I like the Giants to win that ball game. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in Green Bay to take on the Packers. Here's another quarterback situation where Ben Roethlisberger is out. He is down for a couple weeks. They did some scoping. They scoped a piece of cartilage out of his knee, and so he'll be out for a couple weeks. Charlie Batch will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers as they go to Green Bay. And, of course, the Packers, who knows what's going to happen with the Packers. They just simply cannot get it going. Brett Favre throwing interceptions all over the place. He threw 5 last week, and that's not going to help you win any ball games whatsoever. But the Packers are at home, and it's November. So you got to like them possibly to win this game, especially with Roethlisberger out for the Steelers. So there you have that. Your Sunday night game, the Eagles are at Washington, take on the Redskins. Terrell Owens says he will not play. McNabb is down, is injured. He still is going to play. And they go to Washington. And the Redskins are going to try and come off their, like I said, their 36-0 loss to the Giants. And I think they're going to try and do it big. I like the Redskins to win at home by more than 3 points. So that gives you an update on the preview of what's happening as far as the league is concerned. I'm Tom Weppel. This is SportsAvengers.com. We'll have more for you right after this. Stay with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.